Hey ladies, it's Melissa McLeod, and I am having the best time working with a small, intimate group of women in the beta launch of my online course, Husband Rehab. I know it's got a cheeky name. It's not what you think it is. Of course, we want to change other people. That would be easy, but we can't. We can only change ourselves. So this week in Husband Rehab, I want to give you a sneak peek of what we're talking about. It's about fighting fair. You know, when I was growing up, I don't think I ever saw my parents fight. And it's not that they didn't. They certainly had their conflicts behind closed doors. But it also meant that I never had this model for what fighting fair really looked like. And so when I had conflict in my own marriage, I clammed up. And that got me to even more trouble than had I just learned to speak up and ask for what I wanted and needed and learned to fight fair. And so that's a huge lesson I wanted to share with women. I know that I'm not alone. We're not the only ones that silently steam and think maybe we're keeping the peace when really we're just building massive amounts of resentment. So fighting fair, fighting constructively, it's actually good for your relationship. You know, when things are coming up roses and everything's great, of course you want to ride those waves. But are you really growing? Are you tested? It's when you have to work through issues and you come out stronger where relationships are really forged. And so check out some of my pearls about fighting fair, and I'll see you on the other side. So isn't that great news? It's good to fight. It's good to fight with boundaries and with respect. So before we get into how to fight fair, I want you to consider that all those little things you can't stand about your partner, how he washes dishes and loads the dishwasher, the clothes he chooses to dress your children in, the wet towels on the bathroom floor. Gosh, consider that you knew these things before you married him. You know, when we're in the honeymoon phase, we only see all the things we love about our partner. We actually ignore everything else. And so you knew all of these things and you still chose him. And it doesn't mean he's not an awesome partner and the perfect mate for you. So we're going to talk about how to handle these things, even though you probably couldn't consciously admit that you knew about them beforehand. So that's what I teach the women in Husband Rehab, because it allows them to take 100% responsibility for their relationship. There's no such thing as 50-50. You can never perfectly draw the line down exactly half the effort in your relationship and then expect your partner to deliver the other 50%. But when you take 100% and you don't expect anything, you're in total control of change in the relationship. Woo, that's so empowering. You know, the contentions in my own marriage, I married a workaholic. I knew that it didn't matter when we didn't have kids, but it was a huge issue when we started a family. I also married someone that doesn't have any background in a cotillion, like his table manners. I just leaves a lot to be desired. I knew this, and it wasn't a problem until we're spending holidays with my family. And then later on, we're trying to teach our own kids great table manners. Then it became an issue. These were things that I already knew. And I had to learn to take full responsibility for that. And so what I've learned in my own marriage, this is now 10 years in the making, is that fighting is actually good. I didn't know it to begin with. I thought I was being a peacemaker by not speaking up. And that was far more detrimental. What was happening was I was shutting down. Being a conflict-averse wife meant I wasn't giving my husband an opportunity to step up, to fix the problem, to make things better, to improve himself. By keeping my mouth shut, I was breeding resentment. And so what I've learned over the years is the benefit of fighting is that your partner knows what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And you also feel better when you vent. Fighting also creates intimacy. It lets your partner know what's important for you. And it tells us what's important for our partner, what they don't like, what they want, where their boundaries are, how flexible they are, what hurts them, what they want to feel better. You know, discovering these aspects about each other, it really breeds deeper intimacy and appreciation of each other, excuse me. And it supports independence. You know, only in the honeymoon phase do we relish in being one. Do we want to go grocery shopping together and go to Home Depot together? That can't last forever. After the first disillusionment, which is one of the first instances where you realize your partner is not the nearly perfect person you thought they were, then differentiation happens. And this is when you reestablish independence and you learn to appreciate each other's differences. You don't want to marry someone that's just like you, that only thinks like you, that only acts and dresses just like you. You want your own independence and you want them to have their own independence. And that's when you learn to long for each other, you appreciate each other, and you get to the sweet spot of your marriage. So where most women are when I meet them is that point of differentiation. It's struggling in being different. You want that honeymoon. You can't have it. It wasn't long lasting. So I don't want you to remain stuck in differentiation. I want you to get to the sweet spot. And that's what fighting fair allows you to do. It's going to strengthen your relationship because you're weathering a storm together. People bond through the pain. They bond through the tough times. It's how you grow. When it's all sunshine and rainbows, you're not overcoming anything. Fighting is going to create the tolerance for each other. It improves your character. When you have those tough conversations that you don't want to have, you become a better communicator. You're forced to talk about things you don't want to talk about. You become a better listener. If you're going to fight fair, it means you got two ears and one mouth. You're going to listen to your partner. You're also going to give up being right, and that makes you more pleasant to be around. Fighting creates patience and understanding. You have to be more compassionate when you're working through a rough patch so that each of you are satisfied with the results. That's what fighting fair looks like. If you just want your hubs to change because you think it would make you happy, you miss out on all these benefits. And you can't change your husband. You can only change yourself. And today's lesson is about changing by learning how to fight better. It also allows you to give up being perfect. You know, we want to put our best foot forward when we're dating. We want our partner only to see all the wonderful things about us. But when they know that we're flawed and they love us anyway, you can give up being perfect. You get to make mistakes in your relationship. Your partner gets to make mistakes too. And it's okay. They have undesirable traits just like we do. And we get to accept each other as part of the deal. So don't fear conflict. When you intimately share your life with someone, there's going to be disagreements, probably a lot of them, and it's normal, it's healthy, and it's necessary when there's something important at stake for one or both of you. So this isn't always easy to do, but receiving conflict well or raising a difficult issue sensitively is going to provide you with the opportunity to see each other and notice each other and learn from each other. So I taught the ladies in husband rehab the default methods that we use to fight. These are the low level, bottom basement default ways that we show up in conflict. Criticism, defensiveness, contempt. Some of you are just mean. And then silent treatment or stonewalling. Stonewalling is like, you know what? I'm not talking about this. And you leave, end of discussion. That's not fair. That is not fighting fair. So how do we do it constructively? You know, I want to give you a different way of seeing what conflict is. If you feel attacked, if you feel like someone is not communicating well with you, if you feel like you're always on the defensive, if you feel like you don't even know what to say, your partner's just coming at you, consider that this is how he or she is handling their anxiety. It's stress, it's overwhelm, and it's being poorly communicated. You know, I had an incident with my husband recently where we came home really late from a party. I was dressed in this gorgeous Indian sari, and I was wearing about 25 safety pins. I take off the sari, I take off the safety pins, I leave him on where he happens to have his workspace set up. The next morning, we leave really early for a vacation. We come back late. My husband's got to go to work the next day. He's sitting down to collect his things for work. And there's about 24 plus opened safety pins cluttering his workspace. We have this super creative and crafty daughter. He thinks it's her stuff lying around and he gets pretty upset. I realize this is anxiety. This isn't an attack. He's anxious about going to work the next day. I say, hey, chill. These are my safety pins. They were from my sari. And it diffused everything right then and there. I could have been like, what are you pulling up for? You knew we had to leave for a vacation. What am I supposed to do? I was supposed to put away the sari. We come home so late. All these safety pins. Yeah, they're mine. Chill out. No, diffuse the situation when you recognize that your partner might be coming at you and they're just anxious. Sure, it can take better communication. They could have said it better, but it's just anxiety. Give them a break. Let them off the hook. It takes two to fight. You don't have to respond in the same manner. If you feel attacked and you go into defensive mode, take a minute. Consider not fighting back in the first place. If your partner says, you know what, you're just covered in purple polka dots, you wouldn't say, I'm not covered in purple polka dots. These are sunspots and freckles. These aren't purple polka dots. You would never pick that fight. That is so silly. It's ridiculous. So is everything your partner says about you true? Do you have to take it personally? If you get flustered, it's okay to take a time out. You can say, hey, I want to work through this. I'm curious about these purple polka dots, but I need a minute. I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to come right back and you'll be more calm, more cool, more collected, and you won't have to match their tone with a silly fight that isn't even true. Learn to attack the issue, not each other. That means don't name call. Don't bring the other person down just to get on top of the argument. There's a potential to cause scars with name calling that is enormous. And you can apologize, but you can't take them back. It's too easy to say things when you're heated. And those words sting. Don't name call. Stay with the issue at hand. You also don't want to bring in irrelevant details just to prove your point. It's so tempting to confirm your righteousness, your rightness by highlighting the other person's wrongness. But don't do it. That's how arguments get off track. Don't bring in irrelevant details. Well, what about the time last week when you A, B, C? That's so irrelevant. You also don't want to confuse the topics with the issue. You know, there's a saying in the relationship space, if it's hysterical, it's historical. Hello, what are you really fighting about? There's topics that come up, and then there's the real underlying issue that you probably aren't dealing with. It's not about the towels on the bathroom floor. It might be that you don't feel that your husband offers you any support when it comes to keeping a clean house. It's not about the manner in which he loads the dishwasher or washes the dishes or folds the laundry. There's a different issue there. It's not about him buying the expensive toilet paper or you buying the expensive toilet paper. There's probably some financial disagreement there. So don't confuse the little topics with the big underlying issue. For me, early on in my marriage, my husband would come home late. He'd come home late repeatedly. And it wasn't that I'd made dinner and he wasn't there to eat it, or that I wanted more help with the baby, or I wanted us to have a family meal, even though it was an infant that didn't know we were having dinner together. It was that I felt unappreciated. I felt like he didn't respect my time. That was the issue. Coming home late, that was just the topic. We have the issue to deal with. And then don't downplay the issue. You may not think it's a big deal. So if you just say, what's the big deal? You're making such a mountain out of a molehill. Hey, that's gaslighting. That's making them think that it's not important. When you discount their stance, you know, that hurts. It's causing them pain. It only takes one person to believe it's an issue for it to be an issue. Don't make them question their own sanity. Don't downplay it. Hey, I know this is important to you. I'm stuck on what to do about it. Help me understand where you're coming from. Ask questions. Next is don't withdraw. This is my default mode. I think I'm keeping the peace. I think I'm creating harmony in my household by withdrawing, clamming up. What I'm doing is silently steaming. Don't do that. It's not fair. And you don't give your partner the chance to step up, the chance to work through a problem with you. You're missing out on all the benefits of fighting, of strengthening your relationship and your bond when you withdraw. If you're attacked, find a way to discuss it without clamming up or going on the attack yourself. Don't yell. You start yelling, and before you know it, you're arguing about arguing. If the argument is at a yelling point, no one is being heard because nobody is listening. At this point, someone needs to be the better person and just calm it down. Hey, I'm trying to understand what you want. We've got to stop yelling first. Don't yell. Next is staying away from language like you always or you never. Hey, nobody's always one way or never doing something. These are not accurate statements. It's not fair to talk like this. That's just going to inflame the other person. It's not true. Be curious. What a great way to fight constructively. Ask a lot of questions. Seek to understand before you need to be understood. Be the one that's asking questions. It shows that you're open to getting things sorted out. I want you to also fully and honestly accept that no one's perfect. Your husband's not perfect. Your partner's not perfect. Your mom's not perfect. You're not perfect. And fighting fairly, hey, it lets you off the hook. You can't expect this person to always be perfect. So maybe you're fighting about something that's unattainable. And you don't have to always be perfect either. They're still going to love you. In fact, the most heated arguments, they're probably about people you love the most. Some a-hole on Facebook can say something about the president or politics. It doesn't hurt your heart, but your partner says it and your beliefs are so different. That's what hurts. Hey, neither of you are perfect. Okay, then watch out for the passive aggressive. If you say stuff like, I'm just being honest here, or I'm not trying to criticize you, but, and then you criticize them, or, okay, you're probably not going to like hearing this, but you are in no way softening the blow. That's passive aggressive. Next, if you're wrong, hello, apologize. It's never too late. It's never too late for a sincere apology. If you're wrong, apologize. Full stop. If you find yourself going around in circles, just stop. Circles become this vicious cycle. You get stuck in this loop. If you find you and your partner are repeating the same arguments over and over and over again, you've got to show up differently in this conflict. All these tools and tricks I'm giving you are ways that you can show up differently. If you're rehashing the same argument, you're stuck in that point of differentiation in your marriage. You're not going to get to the sweet spot if you can't show up differently. What is the real issue? Handle it differently. Next, just compromise. Compromise on something. If you're stuck and you just want the other person to change because you think it's going to solve the problem, you think you're going to be happier when the other person changes for you, you've got to learn to concede, however small. A big battle in our house is homework. The homework. Oh my gosh, all the parents of school-aged children right there are nodding their heads. You feel me. You feel me. Homework with my daughter, it is so contentious. Homework between my daughter and my husband, it's like almost pleasant. So I just wanted my husband to be handling all of the homework. He was better at it. They had a different relationship when it came time to get the homework done. But when he came home from work at the end of the day, he didn't want to be doing homework. And so that was a compromise I made. I do the homework during the week. He does plenty on the weekends. But that creates something that I really want. And that's a happier home life. Then we have family time together. Then it's all done when we sit down for dinner. And then the kids can play at night before bed, and my husband and I get some alone time. The homework is done. It's not 9 o'clock at night. and we're still dealing with the homework battle. That was a big compromise I make. It's not fun. I don't like doing it, but I'm willing to do it. And I'll make that compromise because it means spending better time together with my family and just with my husband. Lastly, don't leave it unfinished. When you find a resolution, it's going to bring you closer. So ladies, those are my tips on fighting fair. And thanks for the gents that were listening too. I can't wait to hear if you show up differently in your fights. You know, bottom line, marriage is a system. And when one part of the system changes, the whole system is altered. That's how one person can affect the relationship. When you change, your partner is forced to respond differently. Thanks for tuning in. I love and appreciate you for being here. I would love to hear any feedback. You can find me on all the social media outlets, especially on Facebook where I hang out the most. Just search for Melissa McLeod or facebook.com/successwithmelissamcleod. Bye-bye.